in front of every person, and he'll eat whatever was in front of him, but he'll give every person to eat. This was the style of hospitality, and how our guests that are here, how they can be happy, doesn't matter, we don't eat. So it doesn't matter what it was he would take. If there was some fruit, he would cut the fruit and he'll put it in front of the next person. He himself wouldn't eat, but he'll give everyone to see that the next person was happy. This is the shan of a believer. If every person behaves like that, how much of love and muhabbat they will be. Today we start another chapter, Babu ma yaquluhu wa yaf'aluhu ma yaqulu wa la yashba'. The chapter on what a person should say and what he should do when he eats but he is not satiated. This is a common problem today. People say we eat and we're hungry all the time. All the time we're hungry, we find it very hard to diet. We find it very hard to eat less. What should we do? We are eating so much and yet we're still feeling hungry. What must we do? The answer for this also is in the hadith. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had taught us so many things, even to this extent that we are eating but we are not feeling full. What should we do in that situation? An Wahshi ibn Harbin radiallahu anhu, anna ashab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qalu ya Rasulullah inna na'kulu wa la nashba'u. Hazrat Wahshi ibn Harb radiallahu anhu, he says that the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we eat but we don't get full. We don't get satiated. Qala fala'allakum taftariqoon. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, perhaps you are like eating separately. Meaning, you're not sitting together and eating. You're not eating at one time. Each person is eating on his own. This is like a Western concept, where a person comes home and he warms up his own food and he eats. The next person from the house comes home, he takes whatever he wants from the fridge and he eats. The third person comes and he brings some food from out and he eats. This is a Western concept. The concept of Islam is we sit together and we eat. Everyone sits together. There's a lot of barakat in this. See, and they came to complain to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are eating but we are not getting full. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, perhaps you are sitting separately and eating. You are not sitting together and eating. So this sitting together in itself brings barakat. Therefore the people at home should be taught that everyone must sit down together. Everyone must eat together. Each person shouldn't do his own thing in the house. This one, number one, it creates muhabbat. Number two also, it creates barakat in the food that the person is eating. It helps to keep the person full. Qalu na'am. So this person, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, perhaps you are eating separately, they said, yes, this is how we are eating. قَالَ فَجْتَمِعُوا عَلَىٰ طَعَامِكُمْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, gather together for your food, gather together when you're eating. وَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ يُبَارَكُ لَكُمْ فِيهِ. And after you gather together to eat, and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then eat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakat in your food. Such an easy recipe. We should all be told, and in our family members, that no matter what meal we're sitting for, let us all sit together and eat. This will create barakat. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This now will help a person to keep full. These are some things that are unseen. Diets can't teach us this thing. Doesn't matter which diet we look at, they won't teach us anything. These things Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. That you want to get barakat, you want to feel full, you want to feel satiated after you eat, and this is what you need to do. You need to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the people should sit together and eat. Obviously all the other requirements must be there. That the person also is eating halal food, he's not eating haram food. The environment he's sitting is a conducive environment. Now he doesn't go and get ghair mahram ladies to come and sit with him. But everything else is there in its place. Together with that, a person adds these two beautiful things, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sitting together. Then there is barakat that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua that there will be barakat for you. So how lucky is that person that can make this a daily routine in his home, that everyone sits together, everyone takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everyone is eating together. Just as a side note, the sahabi that narrating this is Wahshi ibn Harb. The same Wahshi radiallahu anhu that had killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. Can you imagine what a beautiful attraction Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have been? That same person who killed the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is relating this hadith for us to practice today. So he killed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle. We know what harm and pain it called. And the reason he did that is because he at that time was working for a person by the name of Jubair ibn Mut'im. Jubair ibn Mut'im, he had an uncle by the name of Tu'aymah ibn Adi. So this Tu'aymah ibn Adi, he was killed by Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu in the Battle of Badr. So Jubair ibn Mut'im now, he employed for this specific purpose, he employed Wahshi, who was not a Muslim at that time. He said, you know what, if you kill Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, I'll set you free. You are my servant, you are under my employ. I'm getting you for the specific job. If you do it, then you will be free. So that's why he, Allahu anhu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it hurt him so much. We know that the Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu was the foster brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was also the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were almost the same age, then they grew up together. So this hurt him so much, he was so saddened by that occasion. But yet, he still had love for every person. Even this person also had so much of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he also was quoting the beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine what a akhlaq Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had? That this person caused so much of harm to me, but yet, even him, I also wish hidayat for him. And even he, that person also now is relating hadith, so that we can practice upon the hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us even one small portion of the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.